Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
Conan.
And Aria is also here.
Now we have you. All right. Excellent. So, phones open. As always, you bring up whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We also bring things into the studio that we think you will find interesting as well. And we're going to start out coming up, Conan, though. I definitely don't want to miss your story. You wanted this last week, talking about fan baiting. And I don't know what that means.
It's the new Hollywood strategy.
We're going to find out.
Will I be able to trigger you over it?
Hopefully.
Awesome.
Do we want to do that in the first hour, or do we want to wait to the third?
I don't want to wait, because last week we tried to wait, and it didn't work out. Third hour, we always get a blast of phone calls, so you can't ever plan anything for the third hour. But in international headlines, we've been watching what's been going on over with the referendums, at least as much as we can, not really knowing what or who to believe when it comes to reports coming out of Ukraine. But certainly both sides, meaning the Western and Ukrainian propaganda and the Russian propaganda, both certainly agree that there is a referendum going on, or there has been a referendum going on in the
South. Was it over multiple days?
Yes.
Okay,
It started Friday, and today was the last day. So it was like a five-day-long referendum. And they've been voting in the Donbass regions and the regions south of the Donbass. So basically going from
the Crimea area.
Yeah, going from Russia all the way down to Crimea. Essentially, it's the entire eastern section of Ukraine that has these has had these votes going on. Both sides. On one side, you've got the Western media and Ukrainian government goons saying the vote's a sham. We're not going to recognize it. No one's going to recognize this vote.
Hold on. I thought they were saying that they at least strongly suggested that they would only accept it if it came back that they were pro-Ukraine. I thought there was some caveat to it when we last discussed it, where something like, we support democracy and all this other stuff, but you know, if they vote for Russia, it's going to be we won't believe it.
No, well, they were calling it a sham before it even started.
But because they knew what the results would be.
Well, but the caveat was that if you were to participate in the vote, they would then put you in prison. So
good Lord!
So
how do you like that?
Yeah. So last week it came out the Ukrainian government was saying anyone who participates in this vote, you are facing 5 years in prison.
They did the same crap in Catalonia and Spain, mm-hmm. only the Catalonian police departments were actually on the side of, you know, we should actually allow this democratic process to happen.
Didn't some jurisdictions in this very country do that to a certain type of person?
It's absolutely...
A certain skin color?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing that all of these, quote, democracies, these countries that pride themselves on freedom and democracy and your vote matters and all that other nonsense are just threatening to throw people in prison over a vote.
Does Ukraine tout itself as a democracy? Is that its claim to fame?
The Western world touts them as a democracy, yeah. Even if they're not. That's all we hear. Well, Ukraine, we have to stand with Ukraine because we have to stand with democracy.
Right, and they've also gone, not only are they saying that Ukrainians are, or the Ukraine government is for democracy, which of course you also have to ignore the fact that they banned the opposition party in Ukraine
right off the bat
several months ago.
And you have to inform them, you know, Putin was democratically elected in Russia. I mean,
he might.
He was.
Yeah.
We don't know how fair the election. I see no reason to believe the election was any fairer or more rigged than the ones in the U.S.
Putin, the king of election in rigging.
Yeah,
right?
He was in the KGB before.
Biden seems to be better. So
you just got our YouTube video taken down tonight.
So in addition to the threat against the individuals who would participate in the vote, So the people who were going to vote in this thing, if they were going to vote for Ukraine, are now afraid because the government of Ukraine told them that if they vote, they're going to go to prison.
That's the exact excuse they used in Catalonia. That is the exact one. Well, we don't know that these results are sound because the law-abiding citizens refused to actually participate. What did they say? It was something to the effect that they refused to legitimize it by participating or some nonsense like that.
Well, I don't think they were prohibited from participating in Spain. It's just the Spaniards' government, the Madrid government, didn't want them to. So
yeah, they told them not to or something like that.
But in this case, they were facing 5 years in prison, and so we predicted when that news came out that, well, the obedient pro-Ukraine population was going to not vote, and sure enough, guess what happened? According to the early reported numbers here, as reported by RT.com, in the Donetsk People's Republic, the DPR, more than 99% of voters have supported the idea of joining Russia, according to early official figures.
Big old surprise.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awesome to hear that, and it's something that I think a lot of people fail to understand, is that not voting, now this is where I diverge from a lot of anarchists, like voting is immoral or whatever, but not voting is a vote. Not voting is saying you're indifferent to the results. You don't matter. It's not a voting isn't a binary thing. You either vote yes or you vote no, or you vote it doesn't matter by staying at home. So these people that chose not to go, they voted they didn't care one way or the other.
Well, in this case, that's not true, Arya, because some people didn't vote because of fear. And that's a whole different story than being in the U.S., where voting is usually just an act of apathy. In this case, it is an act of self-preservation because you're worried the Ukrainian government's going to find the voting records and then come after you and throw you in a prison cell.
All the more reason we shouldn't have voting records, or at least they should be anonymous, right? Use some blockchain process that's fairer and more secure.
You know they're not doing that. Apparently what they were doing in this case was they were actually going door to door.
Oh, God.
So the other side, the Ukrainian side, their propaganda was that the Russians were going around with guns and intimidating people into voting.
Is there any video of this?
No, I've not seen it.
Of course not. There's no video of anything
from
Ukraine.
That's because there is no Ukraine.
except, I'm sorry, from almost a decade ago, during the last civil uprising.
Maybe I need to stop doing the show with you because I'm starting to sound like you in Australia. There is no Ukraine. I have no reason to believe there's a Ukraine.
I'm not there. I've never been there. I've never seen it. I don't know any Ukrainians.
So in addition to the...
Except the one actor who's supposedly the president.
Well, and the one actress who was calling the show back in the day saying that, she lived in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's right.
But, I mean, for all we know, she lived down the street here.
DPR was the Donetsk People's Republic. There was also Luhansk People's Republic, the LPR. They were the other one of the four areas that was voting. They had 98% of voters supporting the reunification of Russia annexing or them joining these.
Where's this article from?
RT.
Okay.
.com.
Of course.
You said reunification, so I assumed that, but I wanted to be sure.
And in both republics, all the ballots have already been counted, according to local authorities. Polls were conducted in the republics as well as the Moscow-controlled parts of Ukraine's Zaporozhye and Kherson regions between September 23rd and 27th. Both republics, which broke away from Kyiv in the aftermath of the 2014 Maidan coup and the conflict in Ukraine's east that followed, have shown a turnout of over 80% for the referendums, according to official figures. Ukraine and its Western supporters have already rejected the referendums on joining Russia as a sham ballot, vowing to not recognize the results regardless of their outcome. And the Ukrainian President Zelensky warned that Russia's completion of the referendums, quote, would make it impossible in any case to continue any diplomatic negotiations with Moscow.
He's been saying that every week. We're not going to have any type of conversation. He's just war, give us more money, give us more ammo. Give us more missiles.
And now, well, there's more. I think Biden said they're going to send $12 billion more over to Ukraine on top of the 50, whatever, 70. Yeah,
we're probably up to $100 billion by now
at this point.
In the 7 months.
And really the big question is,
how soon or, you know, what's going to happen. The theory is that Russia is now going to treat these areas as though they are part of Russia, and that this will no longer be a special military operation, and it will be a full-on war to defend their territory.
So now they can actually send in the tanks, which, for all I know, they've just been on the other side of the border the whole time, just raining down missiles.
So it's going to get possibly very interesting very soon. More coming up here.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on what's going on in the eastern portion of Ukraine with the Donbass and immediately southern regions from the Donbass now voting, according to early results, over 98% of the LPR and the DPR have voted, 99% in the DPR, 98% in the LPR, the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, respectively. They have voted to join Russia at this point. And that is what was expected to happen. Of course, the Western world
That's what we expected. I don't know. I think there are a lot of people with their head in the sand.
Well, the Ukrainian government
listening to the mainstream media tell them what is up, mass graves. Putin has everything from cancer to brain cancer to he's going to have a stroke any day now. He's going to die. Believe anything.
But yeah, I didn't expect it to be 99% until I heard that the Ukrainian government goons were threatening people and saying, if you vote in this election, we're going to put you in prison. So that's what made me...
How can you support a government that would say something so obviously evil?
The same government who kicked the opposition out 2 months ago.
They're arguing that this isn't legitimate because obviously this is part of Ukraine, and obviously the citizens there would want to stay a part of Ukraine because that's their country to which they're supposed to be loyal and all of that, in which case, what's the harm of letting this referendum go forward? If these people are actually Ukrainians and they want to be part of Ukraine, then the results will show
this
that.
This is the same reason the federal government is not going to let New Hampshire slip off into the shadows.
Well, and
they're going to fight, and it's not just going to be the big government types. It's going to be the patriots who can't see this country splitting.
I don't think they'll be fighting in nearly the same way with New Hampshire. I mean,
well, the same concern applies here, where why don't the people who support the federal government support the idea of a referendum? It's because they don't want to know what the results are.
I mean, we were asking this question to the state house.
Yeah. They don't want to know because they're afraid of what the people of New Hampshire.
They're afraid of that 30% of the U.S. population. It's a good third right now who are all good about it. They're like, leave the feds.
Yeah.
I was ready to leave the feds. I was ready 2 years ago when this nonsense started.
Right.
But even then, such a referendum wouldn't pass, right? If it was only 30% or whatever.
Probably not.
Here in New Hampshire. So they should allow it to go forward if I want to say, hey, look, guys, we support your idea of democracy. We let you have your little vote, and it unfortunately failed.
Except you're right. They are afraid of the results.
But the results.
Because this year it might be 30%. And that's when people see they see the results. They voted anonymously. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what the results were going to be until the next morning, and they're like, "Wait a minute, 30%? I voted against this.
1 out of 3 of my friends support
this
idea.
Holy crap! Next year it might be 50%.
Right? And they don't want that.
Yeah, in which case they wouldn't have the future votes. But if they know for certain that the first one is going to be the result that they want, there's absolutely no reason other than cowardice.
Well, there are reasons. One of the reasons would be they don't want to further any discussion, right? If they shut it down now, as they did in March, they shut it down, the vote was 360-13 or whatever it was in the state house, they killed the bill. And so, for the most part, that's kind of the end of the discussion until somebody else puts it forward again, and then, potentially it'll move forward again.
Unless they throw one of those, you can't talk about this for the next 3 years rule.
There's a rule in the New Hampshire legislature that says you can only do the same bill once every 2 years.
And that's both House and Senate, or each?
Well, it didn't make it to Senate.
That's a good question, though.
But the Senate bill could come up, though. They would ask the same question, right?
They can do another House bill this year if they want to, because it's not based on which year it is. It's just within the 2-year term.
Right.
So this term is ending this at the end of this year. So the new term begins in 2023, and so they could put it forward again. But the point is that if it had gone to the ballot, it would have been a lot more talk about secession.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like then every newspaper's got to weigh in with an editorial.
All the radio stations, people calling in the morning.
So yeah, they definitely don't want that aspect of it.
Especially when you have a lot of these bigwig elites. Who know exactly what happened in England, 4 years ago? It took a long time to go into effect, but Brexit, I don't think they were expecting that.
No.
And it's finally kicked in. They do not want this. The big wig elites do not want you, the globalists, don't want you separating off into your own little utopia.
Well, let's go back to the Russia thing here, because I have another story from the Western media. Because let's get the other side, right? We got the
Russian lies. Let's hear the American lies.
Right. So Reuters reporting that the Kremlin said Monday. So this was written before the results came out, but it shines on a couple of things that Russia is allegedly doing that, again, doesn't make them look good either. Like, they're both bad guys.
And big question, I don't know if it's in this article, who actually held these elections? Was it the Donbass peoples, or was it Russia?
Well, they would say it would be, the Western media would say it was the Russian-held Donbass region, meaning that the Russians are influential here. They are the ones that made it happen to where they voted to declare independence back in 2014.
So the government there is Russian.
They control the government there, basically, and so the government of the Donbass Republic.
But I thought the opposition got kicked out. So who is not
in places that the Russian military has control over.
They're still there.
Okay.
They're still there. They got kicked out of Kyiv or whatever. They got kicked out of...
Right.
Yeah. So the Kremlin said that no decision has been taken as to whether to seal Russia's borders to stop an exodus of military-aged men from fleeing the country after days of chaotic scenes during its first military mobilization since World War II.
Wait. Run this by me again. What is Russia trying to do?
The theory is they may be sealing their borders. They have not yet apparently done this, but there's young people in Russia who are afraid of conscription. I don't want to go to war.
Right. That's what the West is telling us.
Right. And that's believable.
And
right?
I've even seen the someone did a all of the planes.
The commercial planes
evacuating Russia because all when he came out and said conscription might be on the plate.
Yeah.
Well, at the moment, we all know that there are no good guys in war,
no.
Right? It's always a bad thing. It's always immoral. It's always evil. However, Russia is the least evil so far in this scenario, as far as I can tell.
That's the thing. It's hard to really say because they've definitely been oppressing the anti-war people in Russia.
And I'm not saying it's a wide margin by any means.
Yeah, okay.
Right? But we do know that whatever Russia is doing, Zelensky is also doing it.
And maybe worse, yeah.
And maybe a little bit worse from what we can tell. Putin, at the least so far, has not forbidden people from leaving the country if they didn't want to fight a war. Zelensky has done that.
That's true. Zelensky closed those borders to the male population right away.
If for no
that's
other
true.
Reason, this one act so far makes Putin slightly less evil than Zelensky.
And to Putin's credit, at the very least, he calls out the American government, right? Like, he gave a speech recently. I watched the whole 30-plus minutes of it, right before the referendum started. He gave a lengthy speech about what was coming.
And NATO,
translated.
And the globalists in general.
Well, yeah. So then we have to trust the translator.
True, but I mean, it's not unbelievable that the enemies of the U.S. will call the U.S. out, right?
Sure.
Like, even Kim Jong-un or whatever will call out the U.S. and North Korea, and he's a monster. But so he's called out U.S. foreign policy. He's called out NATO for breaking their promises over the years since the fall of the Soviet Union. And, you know, Zelensky's not going to do anything like that. He wants to fillet the United States so he can get some more billions in so he can distribute that to his buddies over there. So there's more coming up here. You can join the show at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. A little bit more about what's happening, allegedly. We'll get the Reuters side of things, and you can share your thoughts as well. It's free talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A direct hit from Hurricane Ian has Floridians scrambling to prepare for the storm. Commanding Officer of the Coast Guard St. Petersburg Sector, Michael Kale, explains how the Coast Guard will be working to reopen ports in Florida once the storm has passed.
We'll do an immediate port assessment, see if there is damage, what kind of damage, if there are any spills from resulting from either vessels that have been damaged or facilities that have been damaged. We'll be aggressively getting out to take care of that and mitigate any environmental impact. We'll be surveying the channels to make sure they're safe for vessels coming in and out.
Heavy rainfall is hitting Florida as the hurricane creeps toward the Sunshine State. A pro-life pastor whose arrest has gotten a lot of attention is pleading not guilty to the charges against him. Mark Hoke entering his plea in a Philadelphia courtroom after being arrested Friday. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! Yep, it is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Aria, and Conan. The studio tonight. We are going to dig a little bit further into the situation in the Donbass region in Ukraine and Russia. According to the mainstream media, the Western media, Russia may be closing the border. That hasn't happened yet, apparently, but that's the rumor, is that they may be closing the border to prevent people from escaping after, apparently, according to Reuters, Vladimir Putin gave the order last week to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists in the biggest escalation yet of the 7-month Ukraine war. As a result, flights out of Russia have sold out and cars have piled up at border checkpoints, with reports of a 48-hour queue at the Seoul Road border to Georgia, which is the rare pro-Western neighbor that allows Russian citizens to enter without a visa. 48-hour wait to get in there.
You know,
but it's not closed. It's just backed up.
Russia doesn't need another 100,000 soldiers for Ukraine.
What do you think they need them for?
World War III. NATO moving in.
Idea.
That's a very scary idea.
But
Russia seems to be doing it. For the last 20 years, it seems like Russia's been doing a really good job of moving off, taking care of its own, you know, getting off of everyone else's grid.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're just preparing for the next step. And I don't think Putin is going to pull the trigger.
On World War III.
On World War III. I don't think. Everyone's like, he's going to nuke everyone. No one's going to nuke anybody. No. Unless it's, you know, small amounts of nukage in, you know, the armaments. But as far as the big boys, no. That's just people, you've been playing too much Fallout.
I,
I don't think 100. I think they could easily use 100,000 troops. I mean, Ukraine's huge, right? And
how many are they using now?
I don't know, but the U.S. military was sending numbers like that to Iraq and Afghanistan, stuff like that. It sounds like a huge number.
100,000? No way. In the military,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
There weren't 100,000 soldiers in the Middle East.
Oh yeah, there were.
Hmm.
I'm almost positive.
If you were there and you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. The number 603-283-6160. Speaking of the U.S. military, they screwed some people at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988. If you worked or lived there and you suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you probably drank the water while you were there because it turns out there were contaminants there. And there may be some deadlines in filing to get you some compensation, so don't wait. Give a call to this number if you or a loved one, or to find out if you or a loved one are eligible. The number is 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had some serious health issue, money's already set aside. Give them a call at 888-918-1037.
I'm having a hard time finding the numbers. There was a troop surge that's being mostly reported where Bush sent 20,000 additional troops to Iraq. But I'm not seeing anything about how many were actually there.
I remember that, the surge.
USAFacts.org says there are currently 80,000 military personnel in the Middle East
right now.
In its entirety.
Wow.
Right now.
And Ukraine is much larger than Iraq, I think. I don't know. I'm basing that off the board game Risk and how large Ukraine was.
But they're not fighting the entire country of Ukraine. They're just taking those key little pieces down there in the south and west.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Howdy, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
Listen, the USSR owns a piece of this, and of course they're gone, and so there's only Russia left and Putin, and the fact is that Eastern Europe, ever since World War II, took all kinds of crap from the likes of Putin and Russians and the USSR, including, you know, further east at Georgia and Estonia and all those countries, Chechnya.
And by the way, let's be fair, Western Europe took a beating from the Nazis as well, especially Ukraine.
You mean Eastern Europe?
I'm sorry, Eastern.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and there was, but I mean, you know, the fact that there are Russians in Eastern Ukraine is because of that, you know, capturing of different countries, mm-hmm. to, you know, for the Russians, for, you know, the Russian USSR.
Sure. I mean, it was liberation from the Nazis, right? I mean, you have to be against Russia to say that Russia captured these territories, right? They liberated them in the same way that the United States liberated France.
And they weren't, you know, no, there was, you know,
that's because you're opposed to Russia, though. I mean, you're coloring your perception of the situation because you're an American against Russia.
Russia killed probably the second most, you know, number of people.
They killed their own people in a lot of cases.
No, I'm not saying they're good by any means, but the people in Ukraine and Poland rejoiced when they saw the Russians. That's not muddy history.
And not
here
to mention, that was a century ago. Did Putin, mm-hmm. kill all those millions of people, starve them to death, send them off to gulags? This is. I mean, is Putin responsible for Stalin?
No.
Are the people of Russia responsible for Stalin? Can they pick up a leaf and move on?
There's a historical reference that the USSR did lots of bad stuff. And I, you know, America does lots of bad stuff. I'm not arguing that. But the fact is that the USSR did more bad stuff Probably.
What does that have to do with the people who are living in the eastern portion of Ukraine who speak Russian?
You know, it's going to be a situation where people are not comfortable with all the Russians.
I think the problem is people can't forget, and they're still living in the USSR times, and you got a bunch of McCain types, a bunch of warmongers who just want to go to war with Russia. That's been Russia, Russia, Russia. Every single movie that I grew up with in the 80s and the 90s, early 90s,
Bestley,
always
where,
Russia.
Where do you stand on reparations in the United States for black Americans?
What's that?
Where do you stand on the issue of reparations for black Americans in the United States?
Well, I think that it's long past time for that.
But it's not past time to move on from the Soviet Union?
Wait, it's long past time to get over it or to actually pay it out?
The thing is that the reparations, they would be against all the people. And then that would be, another complication.
Well, okay, what are you saying about the Ukraine then? Because it's still not clear what your point is.
You know, it occurs to me that the reasons there's Russians in eastern Ukraine mm-hmm. is because of the USSR and
so what?
And how they
does that mean they're not legitimately they're not there legitimately in your mind and they should all be forced out?
That they weren't friendly people when they came.
So neither were the white people who killed off the Indians in the United States, and I don't see a movement to, or at least not a serious one, to move all. I know there are some people that believe this, but to move all white people off of all former Indian lands in the United States. Thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave.
It's interesting the blind spots that people can develop. I mean, he's got "I was raised against the Soviet Union" written all over him and everything he says. His entire worldview comes from this perspective of Russia bad, America good.
As though the Russian-speaking people of Ukraine are like Soviets or something.
Right.
I mean, there's no evidence
and
for
that. And it's completely ahistorical. It's true that when the Russians came to Poland in World War II, the people there rejoiced.
Yeah.
Yeah. People need to move on.
Absolutely.
Give these other people on the other side of the planet that you don't know personally, give them a chance to pick up a new leaf and move on.
Yeah, and if these folks want to join Russia, then they should be able to join Russia. And I understand that sucks for the ones that wanted to stay with Ukraine, but they should do what the Ukrainian government recommended and get
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. We're updating you on the Ukraine-Russia conflict situation, trying to get the news from both sides, or at least the propaganda from both sides.
That's a good way to look at it. We're trying to get the lies from both sides, because somewhere between all of those lies, we'll get an idea of where the truth is.
Maybe.
Of what the truth is.
It's the best chance we have, at least. Here tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And you can join us online, of course, anytime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to follow us on our Odyssey channel. You can go to video.freetalklive.com, and that will allow you to follow our Odyssey channel. That is where every night's show is available to you, usually in full, unless I forget to start the video feed or something like that. It's usually...
It does happen, but usually someone catches it within the first, you know,
segment or so. Yeah. But it's usually there, so check that out at video.freetalklive.com.
I did make a script that does it automatically if you ever want to enable it.
That's pretty handy. All right, so we're going to go here back to your calls, and then a little bit more about Ukraine. First up, we got Major Payne calling us from Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, good evening, folks. Yeah, before I get serious, I want to have a little fun, but I'm going to provide my own segue between the two. All right, so I think when Ian makes landfall in Florida, Ron DeSantis ought to declare him an illegal alien and put him on a plane to Martha's Vineyard or maybe Nantucket.
That'd yeah, be people better. Have been making that joke on social media today, Major. It's a good one.
Yeah,
well, give it another 24 hours and it will be in Martha's Vineyard.
Not in the same form.
Perhaps.
Why is that a good joke? Maybe they're phrasing
it's not that
it in
great.
A way.
Okay. I mean, they're just, you know, because he moved the immigrants, he flew a plane of immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, the joke is, okay, well, now he's going to transport Ian. Because he's this all-powerful governor, right? DeSantis is this unstoppable machine of a Republican governor, and he is so powerful, he can move hurricanes.
This immigrant thing, I ignored it. What is, did the immigrants consent to this? What did
yep, they all, yeah, they all they signed were, paperwork.
Ostensibly, they were tricked, though. They were misled into, you know, they were told some sort of misinformation to get them to sign.
Well, yeah, it's the government.
Well, but they didn't know it was the government. It was some other.
We're going to send you to a better place.
It was some guy that convinced them, basically, at the behest of the government. And anyway, Major, what else did you want to share tonight?
Well, our fearless leader today got on the media and gave us all valuable hurricane information.
Hmm.
He says, I'm going to try to do this verbatim. If you live in Florida or on the Gulf Coast or perhaps even into Texas, anywhere where there's hurricanes, the thing you must do more importantly than anything else to get ready for a hurricane is to
get your COVID jab.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time they've done this, though.
They do it every hurricane.
Yeah.
Talk about beating a dead jackass. My God, I'm so tired of these Democrats.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But this is also not new. This, like you said, this has been done with previous hurricanes. I think they did it last year, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. So thanks, Major, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Don't forget to put your mask on when you evacuate from the hurricane.
Well, I saw an article today. They're no longer recommending masks in health buildings.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, pretty soon, you shouldn't have to wear a mask to go to a doctor's office or to see a hospital or whatever.
I wonder if they're going to hire back all of those, you know, health professionals that either
good
were
question.
Fired and or just left on their own.
Well, the hospitals have been extra crazy about this unnecessarily. I will say this. I have a dentist and a doctor here in town that they don't require masks. So I've not worn a mask into either of those places at any point. So it just depends on who, you know, as far as the individual goes, it depends on who you're dealing with. But the hospitals as organizations, yeah, they're insane. They won't let you
walk
through the
door. Well, hospitals are, they're like airports and airlines at this point. And we're
totally
banks,
government reliant.
Yeah.
All right, so the number here is 603-283-6160. A little bit more here about Russia, where we're getting the Western media side of the story. Now, again, this is all under the context of the Donbass republics and the area south of that voting. Looks like ostensibly to join Russia now at this point. The rest of the world is supposedly going to not acknowledge those changes, but the Russian military may just go ahead and enforce them, and that's what we may be seeing happening next. But meanwhile, apparently Vladimir Putin has given an order to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists in the biggest escalation yet in the 7-month Ukraine war. Flights out of Russia have, as a result, sold out, as many reservists are like, F that, I'm out of here, and they're just hiding. Tailing it out.
Americans did the same thing for a long time, or they wanted to do the same thing, like Operation Iraqi Freedom and the war in Afghanistan and all this other stuff. These reservists, man, they really liked that paycheck and having their college paid for and stuff like that. But when it came time to actually do their jobs, not that I want them to do their jobs, but I mean, they did give their word and they did want to do this right up until they actually had to do it, to which was like, well, I didn't sign up for this, but you did. You did sign up for this.
Was this a thing? I don't remember any of this.
Yeah. Calling up the reservists?
It was my generation that was doing this, right?
Well, you remember them calling the reservists.
I was a reservist. Right. I was active, and then when I got out, I was in for another 4 years
you
inactive.
You didn't hear about any of them bailing out to Canada or whatever?
I was concerned with myself, my own
right.
butt.
I don't know about
I never got the call.
I don't know about any bailing out to Canada, but I know a lot wanted to, and they were upset, and they felt like they had been tricked or misled or whatever. Like, well, obviously, no one would join the reserves in the middle of an active war, right? But you shouldn't join the reserves or the National Guard or any of these other military agencies in the first place, because the U.S. government, from what I can tell, or the United States, is the most warmongering nation in the history of humankind, second possibly only to Genghis Khan.
How else are we going to maintain the empire? But anyways, I remember this during Vietnam. I don't remember it. I remember hearing all the stories during Vietnam. And of course, you know, a lot of any of our...
At least that was the draft.
Any
though,
of our
wasn't
politicians
it?
Who were draft dodgers, Clinton and.
But see, they didn't sign up for the draft. They didn't agree to that. They just had it forced upon them. That's very different from saying, "Hey, look, I want to be a weekend warrior, and I recognize there's a possibility that I may actually have to go fight in Afghanistan or whatever." That's very different from just being an adult male between the ages of 17 and 30 or whatever, and being told, "Hey, we're going to put a gun to your head, and we're going to send you off to Cambodia or Laos." Or wherever, and you're going to have to hopefully not die.
Now, here's a question, and I don't know if you guys know the answer. Is Russia one of the nations on the planet where military service is conscription for all males? Like, does it have...
Like the U.S. kind of?
No.
Selective service?
No. I mean, like, where every adult male has to join the military. I don't think it is.
Co-host Mark says it most definitely is.
It is? Well, that's interesting.
That sounds like Starship Troopers to me. That might be the way to do it.
If that's the case, then, Arya, then that would negate your argument. Because
sure.
You know, if they were all forced into the military and now, okay, well, you did your 2 years or whatever, we trained you, now you're on the reserves.
Well, to be clear, I think even if they did sign up to be the reserves, they should be allowed to leave. They should be like, oh, like, hey, look, I was 19, I was stupid or whatever. Or even if they just signed up yesterday.
I'm just saying, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds to me like it may not be an option. If it's true that they were all forced into the military, then they're probably all members of the reserves.
Right.
Like it wasn't a choice. And it looks like our producer is showing you some sort of information about this. And
well, he's attempting to, but I'm willing
looks
to
like
just
some of it's
take
in
him
Russia.
At his word.
I don't know what it's what I'm looking at. You're not showing it to me, Mark, so I can't read it.
And now
he's talking off a mic right now. All male citizens, something or other. I think he's telling us that it's conscription. Okay, so the mobilization has led to the first sustained protests in Russia since the war began, with one monitoring group estimating at least 2,000 people have been arrested so far. All public criticism of these special military operation, and they put that in quotes, is banned.
That's not true. That's fundamentally not true, because there's the one small radio company or television company or whatever they were in Russia that said something.
But didn't they get shut down?
They didn't get shut down. They got something happened.
I thought they got shut down.
But it wasn't
down.
Like they were thrown in prison or something, was it?
They weren't thrown in prison that we know of.
It didn't seem as dire or as strict.
Well,
as
that was early on, though. That was
April
or something like that. So maybe things have changed since then. And again, this is the Western media report. But you know, it wouldn't surprise me if that were the case. The past few days have also seen the first sustained criticism of the authorities on state-controlled media since the war began, with pro-Kremlin commentators denouncing officials for calling up people too old to fight on a talk show on Russia's main state channel. Because remember, all the news, for the most part, in Russia is state news.
Yes.
With the exception of these independent channels that you mentioned.
And I think they're still heavily, you know, regulated and controlled and stuff like that. And in the same way that the U.S. media is independent. Mm-hmm. I suspect that's the case of these independent ones in Russia.
On a talk show on Russia's main state channel, pro-Kremlin commentators demanded harsh punishments for draft officers who call up the wrong people. Presenter Vladimir Solovyov said, "Can we just shoot them? I'm in favor. I would just drag out a couple of those draft officers publicly, grab that draft officer by the ear, and send him to the front of the Donbass." So I guess he's mad because the draft administrators are drafting elderly people or something like that, and that's why the state commentators are angry. So even the state commentators are criticizing some of the things that the state is doing there in Russia. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Russia counts millions of former conscripts as official reservists. So it sounds like you're sort of in the ready reserve, sort of like in the United States. But they're mandating it there. The authorities have not yet spelled precisely who is due to be called up if that part of Putin's order is classified. There's more coming up here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.